Roman numeral 5. The epistle of 1 Thessalonians is addressed to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. A. On the one hand, the church in Thessalonica was of the Thessalonians. On the other hand, the church was in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1. Such a church is born of God the Father with his life and nature, and is organically united with the Lord Jesus Christ in all that he is and has done. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name. 13. Who were begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We need to see that the church is composed of human beings who are in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have the life of God and who are in the organic union with Christ. Chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. B. When Paul speaks of the church in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, he actually means that the church is in the triune God. 1 Corinthians 1:2. To the church of God which is in Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, the called saints, with all those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in every place, who is theirs and ours. 1. The expression of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ both implied Spirit. Therefore, in 1 Thessalonians 1:1, the Spirit is implied and as understood. And we may speak of the church being in the triune God. 2. Because of the three of the divine Trinity are inseparable. Whenever we have the first, the Father, we also have the second, the Son, the third, the Spirit. 3. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one God, not three. They are distinct, but not separate. A. We cannot separate the Son from the Father, or the Father and the Son from the Spirit, because all three coexistence and co-inherit. John chapter 14, verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak from myself, but the Father who abides in me does his work. 11. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if not, believe because of the works themselves. B. In their eternal coexistence, the three of the Godhead are distinct, but their eternal co-inheritance makes them one. 4. In the divine economy, the three of the divine Trinity works and are manifested respectively in three consecutive stages. A. The Father is the one who plans, originates, and initiates. Ephesians 1:3-5. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ. B. The Son accomplishes everything that the Father has planned, originated, and initiated. Verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood. C. The Spirit executes and applies what the Father has planned and what the Son has accomplished. 13. In him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise. D. Selection is of the Father. The deliverance is of the Son, and the imparting or propagating is of the Spirit.
C. For the church to be in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ means that the church is in the process triune God. 1. According to the Bible, there is no such thing as the church being merely in God. Rather, the church is in the process triune God. 2. In Genesis 1, God was the unprocessed God. But in the New Testament, he has become the process triune God. 3. Processed referred to the crucial steps through which the triune God has passed in the divine economy: incarnation, human living, crucifixion, and resurrection. Small a. In crucifixion, the Lord accomplished redemption, the termination of the old creation, and the destruction of Satan and death. Small b. In resurrection, he germinated the new creation. Small c. Now he is the life-giving Spirit as the ultimate consummation of the process triune God. 4. The church in the process triune God is the church in the one who has become the life-giving Spirit with the Father and the Son. Small a. The process triune God reaches us, contacts us, and is applied to us in our experience as the life-giving Spirit. Small b. The Father is in the Son, and the Son is now the life-giving Spirit dwelling in us. Small c. When we are in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, we are in the Spirit. Thus, we are the church in the process triune God. D. If we see the vision of the church in the triune God, this vision will control our thinking, our activities, and our entire life.